get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. Is The Real, at... What is it again? What do we got? Juggalo underscore Trey 23.
Correct. Sorry about that.
Dude, you were doing so well.
Yeah.
You were so well, and just keep pushing buttons till you get it right in that situation.
Yeah, that's my bad.
That's all right. Sorry. It happens. Believe me, we've had a lot worse.
Sorry, AJ.
That's all right,
Trey. I let you down.
How about this? If you missed the first hour, all available on podcastarena.com. Lots of sports. We did a bunch of sports in the first hour. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, Twitch, whatever you do, put odds on it. And somebody was asking me about the hair thing. It says, does it thin out the back of your head where they took the hair from? Apparently, the way this thing works, like there's a certain part in the back of your head that's always going to grow, so it grows back out. So the back of my head actually is grown back out. It's pretty cool. I'm almost at the point where I got to get a haircut and kind of even things out a little bit. 713-780-3776. So one of the things that I like to do each week is look at your QBR ratings.
Okay.
And there might have been a dip for Deshaun Watson this week.
You think?
Just a little bit. So number one in the league. And actually, everybody's down a little bit. Even your top two who are... like have been in the 90s most of the year. They're now 85 and 86 or 86 and 85. And that is Dak Prescott 1 and Patrick Mahomes 2.
Okay.
Guess who's number 3? We'll just say this is a lightly raced Colt. Not a Colt, but a yeah, I mean this one hasn't played the whole season.
Gardner Minshew?
No, Daniel Jones.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
80.1 for Daniel Jones. Lamar Jackson is 4th at 74.8. Russell Wilson.
Boy, that's a downward sailing stock, isn't it?
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he
peaked. I think people just got too crazy early on about him.
He peaked week one. Russell Wilson, 69.8. Carson Wentz, 68.0. Thomas Brady. All this stuff about, Tom Brady's done. I don't know if you saw yet another hot take from your buddy Max. About, he's not the same quarterback. 66.7, 7th best in the league. Here's the one where you go, one of these things is not like the other. Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
63.3.
Well, I was thinking about that the other day because someone was saying Joe Flacco's been pretty solid this year, and I started looking. And, I mean, if you look at completion percentage, I think he's been pretty solid. If you look at yardage even, he's up there. Amongst the yardage leaders, but he is everything is 10 yards and in. It's all dink and dunk stuff. It's stuff that's not sustainable long term if you're looking to, you know, actually win something other than a game or two here and there. So, decent start to Joe Flacco, but not a lot of risk, not a lot of reward either.
Thanks for talking while I was about to sneeze.
Yeah.
I was just trying to say, okay, not going to happen, not going to happen. It did. Joe Flacco, 8. Matthew Stafford, number 9, 61.8.
Okay.
Matthew Ryan, number 10, 59.3.
All right. Well, he's turned the ball over a lot
he
already.
Yes, he has. And then Deshaun's 11th at 59.
Okay.
Just ahead of Jameis Winston, 57.
Another guy who's turned the ball over a lot.
Phillip Rivers at 55.5. I mean, that tells you how bad a performance that Deshaun had last week that he's down there with these guys now. Brisket is at 14 and Aaron Rodgers, 15. Just ahead of Jimmy Garoppolo and Mason Rudolph.
Yeesh.
Gardner Minshew is only 18. He's like down there with Case Keenum and Kyler Murray.
Just he's grinding, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought he's doing fine.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a little bit surprising to me because if you – put them side by side, I mean, there's an argument that Gardner Minshew's looked better than Deshaun so far this year. I think he's got a better completion percentage, like more yards per attempt, better touchdown to interception. Like he's been better.
He only got a 38-8 for the game against Denver. Deshaun had, you want to care to guess where Deshaun ranked among the 31 eligible quarterbacks?
Was it, he,
for last week only.
This yeah, year, last week only. He's got to be better than Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins, number 29, 19.2.
That was pretty bad. Who else was really bad? God, I don't know how many I'm going to think of before I get to him. No, he did well last week. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there can't be many more.
There's two more.
Okay.
Andy Dalton pulled a 7.2.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Andy Dalton. He was miserable.
And Josh Allen pulled a 16.9.
Okay.
Better than Watson last week?
Everybody else.
Dwayne Haskins, 19.5.
Oh.
Now, before I bleep all over Watson too much, you know who's 26th last week was Tom Brady.
Okay.
So, but he's still number 7 in the league despite that. But here's guys who were better. Matt Barkley, 21.0. Theodore Bridgewater, 22.4. Kyler Murray, 29.2. Gardner Minshew, 38.8. Jared Goff only got a 38.9.
Despite throwing for over 500?
Yeah.
He turned the ball over 4 times. That'll happen.
Yeah, that's a negative.
And you lose.
Indeed. So, yeah, that's just your weekly update on where everybody stands.
Last week, the top 3 passers in the NFL last week, all 3 lost. The most passing yards for a winning quarterback, Jameis Winston.
I like to call him Jameis.
Jameis, yeah.
Well, the reality is...
Jameis.
The reality is, when you're throwing for a lot of yards, you're usually losing.
Yeah.
Because you're behind and you're having to throw a bunch. But
well, 5th on the list was Baker Mayfield. And they weren't behind. They were just running up the score.
No, but you're down to 5th now. I mean, you just give me the top 3, and they all lost. So,
although I mean,
that's not always the case.
Yeah, Goff. I mean, that was a competitive game for the most part. It's not. I mean, it ends up being a 15-point differential, but those two teams were battling for a good part of that game. Aaron Rodgers was 2nd, and that was a game that they were certainly in. You know, Green Bay was. Then Matt Ryan 3rd, and they were never well. They were never really in that game, but that offense, all they really do is throw the ball.
Yeah, yeah. Someone asked, how permanent is Trey? Well, how permanent are any of us? Yeah.
That is a good point.
Yeah. No, he's just filling in for today. Aaron's back, what, next week?
Aaron's back tomorrow.
Oh, he is?
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know if he's producing for us tomorrow or...
I think it's AC.
Yeah,
Andrew Carlson.
Yeah, Andrew's going to be producing the show here tomorrow because we're going to have Aaron on remote somewhere. I mean, it's a crazy time because the station's all over the place right now.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be Friday out at the Courtyard by Marriott downtown.
Yeah.
And we will start as soon as the Astros game is over, which you can hear right here in the clarity of FM. Your Astros, 1 o'clock,
right.
1:05 on Friday.
Los Astros.
And they'll probably...
Opponent to be determined. We'll
Yeah, exactly.
We'll let you know later tonight.
Bo wants to know, what are the odds of Riders win the Grey Cup? Boy, that's going to be the 3 top teams in the West. One of them wins it. Exacta box them right now. Winnipeg, Saskatchewan, or Calgary. Boom, done. What are the odds of Texans win more games than Trey says, sorry, AJ, on this show?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
Well, so far it's Texans 2, Trey 1. He's only said it once. So yes, what are the odds D. Hopkins gets back on track this weekend, considering benching him in fantasy?
No, don't do that.
No, don't. You really can't, because if you drafted him, you invested a high pick.
Unless you're in an 8-team league.
Or a 4-team league.
Yeah, just roll with it.
Yeah. But honestly, and I mentioned this the other day, nobody ever says a bad thing about DeAndre. He's not looked good here early on. And, you know, he's, I know some of it's them not getting him the ball, but those guys aren't getting open either. And Carolina in particular did a great job covering him and Will Fuller, who, by the way, hasn't looked like the Will Fuller that he, well, we always say, hey, man, if he's healthy, he's really good. He's been meh.
Yeah.
Kenny Stills has been your best receiver.
Yeah, and now he's hurting.
And then, of course, he gets here, and there's a guy who never gets hurt and hamstring.
And Kiki Kuti, who everyone was so excited about, barely gets on the field, and when he does, it's not much of an impact.
Well, I don't know what it is when you sign with the Texans or are traded to the Texans that I don't know if it's a hazing thing, but they do something to your hamstrings because everybody gets a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
Cody says, fellas, I like betting against my own team in the playoffs. If I lose the bet, it means my team won and I feel I kind of bought the win. If I win the bet, my team loses, but now I have money, so that's cool. My friends think I'm crazy. Your take?
I mean, that's a wild ride if you're betting baseball.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I can see that like in the Super Bowl doing something like that, yeah. Like a one game type situation or a game seven. But betting baseball day in and day out, that seems like a tough prop.
So he says, what are the odds on Friday's game going extra innings? Don't wish that evil on us.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll just sit there and drink and you can hang out with us.
Back to the previous point, though. Hey, one of the things about the Astros, how often or even when was the last time that the team with the best regular season record won the World Series?
Last year.
Did they?
Yeah. Red Sox 108.
Okay. I thought the Dodgers won more regular season games.
Not last year they did.
Okay.
And I'm 99% sure.
You might be right. But it just seems like there's all baseball more than any other sport feels like wild card teams win the World Series. Like,
well, if I'm not mistaken, I think I heard Charlie say this. Eight of the last 24 teams with the best record have won. But okay. It did happen last year. Yeah, Dodgers only won 92 last year.
Oh, okay. So Dodgers had by far the most.
No, the Red Sox.
The Red Sox, I mean.
Yeah, and the Astros had the second most.
Okay.
So that's the last time it happened was last year. But ordinarily, your point is
yeah, there was there wasn't a, the NL didn't have a 100-win team last year.
Right. So
I stand corrected.
So we said, did Houston piss off the hamstring gods?
Maybe.
Texans, Rockets, Astros. Come on, man. Yeah, I tend to agree. There's something about hamstrings in this city. You come here, you're in trouble. But
that's what happened to Trey earlier when he messed up the second hour intro. It was a hamstring tweet.
Yeah, I was lifting a mattress earlier today.
Yeah. That's a lie, though.
No, it wasn't. I really was. Like, my friend got a new mattress.
Oh, and you were moving it for him?
Yeah, I was helping him move.
You're a nice guy.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't have affected your ability to push the right button.
Yeah, that's on me.
But it was your hamstring.
Yeah, but it's a hamstring injury.
Yeah,
so
it's a hamstring.
So, yeah, we forgive you for that. I mean, if it's not your fault you get a hamstring injury in Houston.
Yeah.
Somebody says, Texans fan since inception, but after 15-plus years ready to give up and switch loyalty to a team, is it ever okay to change teams?
Yes. Of course it is.
Yeah, I think...
I say it all the time. If you blindly support an organization that's poorly run, all you're doing is encouraging them to continue running their organization poorly.
Fair.
Like you give them no... And, you know, for the Texans, it's not going to matter because guess what? And I don't know if you're a season ticket holder or you're just a day one fan, but if you're a season ticket holder and you're like, I'm not a Texans fan anymore... There's 30,000 people behind you waiting to take your season tickets. So it's not going to affect their bottom line. But I always say that's the only way to really impact these teams is to affect their money. And if you stop using your dollars on a team, maybe they change something. But
I think it depends. If you have grown up, and there's not like generations of Texans fans. There's no generation. But if you've been a Cowboys fan your whole life and your whole family have been Cowboys fans and I think it's hard to eject from that and just say, you know what? But if you move to another city, for instance, like if I had moved to Chicago, I'd probably start becoming a Bears fan.
Yeah, but I guess the other thing is for me, and I think it's me more than the average sports fan, what players are on a team affect how much I'll cheer for a team.
Yeah, that's...
And the Texans honestly don't have too many players that I feel like I've got an adverse reaction to. Like, for the most part, they're a likable team. I have a very averse reaction to their coach. I don't like him at all.
Well, it's, I mean, that's kind of how I feel. I love Deshaun. I love JJ. I love Hopkins. I think Bernardrick McKinney and Cunningham, they've got some players that I really like watching play. Used to like JJ, but he's old now. But yeah, I just can't stand Bill O'Brien.
But like for me, I grew up a Rockets fan. Like I was a pretty excited Rockets fan when I was a kid. And I just have a hard time cheering for James Harden. I'm going to have a harder time cheering for James Harden and Russell Westbrook. I wasn't, you know, it's just, I don't know. Who's on a team will definitely change my mind about how I feel about a certain team.
I think that's just getting old, though. When you're a kid, your team's your team.
Yeah.
And I think the older you get sometimes, that happens. By the way, our buddy John just tweeted out that he just tried that zero latency VR.
Uh-huh.
Says it was outstanding.
I'll be there on Friday.
He said it was so good he had to keep telling himself it wasn't real. Amazing experience.
Well, good. I'll be there on Friday. And guys, if you want to check it out, grand opening October 12th. So you're going to want to get out there for that. It's basically a free roam, warehouse scale, fully immersive virtual reality gaming experience. And they basically throw you into this world, and you're not tethered. You're battling robots and zombies, and you've got teammates. I mean, it's just a fun experience, and it's like nothing else in the city. I can tell you that much. You've never experienced anything like this, at least not in Houston. And a great way for parents to connect with kids, birthday parties, team parties, weekend family meetings, reunions. They can do it. A team building exercise for your employees. Again, grand opening is October 12th. ZLHouston.com to book your spot now. They're off I-10 just past the Beltway. You take the Derry Ashford exit and you turn right there next to Cavender's and Whataburger and Trey's favorite restaurant, Chili's. So go check it out. You're going to have a great time. That's ZLHouston.com to book your date there at zero latency. And their grand opening again, October 12th. Get on out there, guys. All right, guys, let me tell you about CBDMD.com. And I've been an advocate of CBD for some time. And just recently I found out about CBDMD.com. And man, first of all, affordable. You compare, and they'll do it for you, actually. You go to their website and they've got their brand up against a lot of the other major CBD brands. You're saving money. That's a fact. It's clean. It's third-party lab tested to ensure that it's safe and clean, no THC in case you're drug tested. And if you work out, if you are just active in general and you get the bumps and bruises, you're sore, I'm telling you, this stuff can help you. It helped me. It's helped a ton of world-class athletes like Daniel Cormier, Steve Smith, Tyron Woodley uses it. And guys, if you're, you know, whether even if you're not an elite athlete, you just want to sleep a little bit better, or you've got a headache or what. I mean, it's just, there's so many uses for this. You really need to look into the uses for CBD, and CBDMD is a really high quality place to find it. Since I started using the CBD Freeze after my workouts, I've stopped having the aches and the creaks and the cracks that I usually do. It just really improved my quality of life. And I'll tell you what, it's a great time to get in on it, because right now, while they're advertising with us, they're offering our listeners 20% off their order at CBDMD.com. When you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout, that's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975 for 20% off at CBDMD.com.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Jimbo Fisher Coaches Show. Then Late Hits with Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock, and Abdul Foster at 8. And then the Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 10. Did I get those right?
Believe so.
Okay. Because yesterday I got it wrong.
Right.
And then, by the way, Glenn Davis came in and did the last segment with me yesterday. That was a lot
of fun. Nice.
Yeah.
Did he have a hey man bleep that?
No, we just, I just asked him some questions primarily about the Dynamo. And, okay. And he answered them. A couple of things from Twitter. Greg says, sounds like your producer today is breathing pure helium. That's just Trey's voice.
And you know, I don't take too kindly to people saying stuff like that, you know?
You believe you just might whoop their ass, right?
No, probably not.
Jared, who's a longtime tweeter, said, can I get a shout out to my wife and our new baby girl? We came home today. Yes, you can. Congratulations.
Shout it out.
Your life is going to change. Since mine just turned 18 yesterday. It goes by fast. Enjoy it while they're little.
No. Katie turned 18?
Katie turned 18, yeah.
Now she's legal in all 50 states.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
For grown men to have relations with her. That's the worst.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm sure she's still a virgin.
I don't want to talk about it. I know she has a boyfriend.
Oh, but you don't think they're...
I don't know. We've not discussed it. So...
That means they probably are.
Yeah, I don't know. She's 18. She can make her own choices now.
All right. It's going to be awesome when you're a grandpa.
No, it's not. I don't want any
grandpa Fred.
I don't want any more Fowers on this planet. There's more than enough.
Oh, they're coming.
No, I hope not. Cody, who asked the original question, says, switching teams is pretty not okay. Just stop paying them for the product. Watch their games on your couch. Stop buying gear. That's you protesting. To a point, but I think there's...
Who makes the rules that it's not okay to switch teams?
I think it's perfectly okay to switch teams, depending on the situation. GR says, also perfectly reasonable to eject on a team if they move cities. Yeah. If I'm a Sonics fan, I ain't rooting for them when they become the Thunder.
I'll be honest. I don't think you need some big, grand reason to switch allegiances. If you're tired of cheering for a team, stop. Who cares?
Yeah,
I think sports fans make up these weird tacky rules, like you're initiated in some kind of a gang. Like if you're tired of that team, quit fake cheering for them. You don't have to. Oh well, I signed up for, like, you didn't sign a lifelong contract with some football team. Don't be a dummy. If they're not treating you right, find someone else.
Yeah, I think it depends. I really do. I think, especially with your college teams, you can't change your allegiance because that's where you went to school.
Yeah.
I'm not going to become an A&M fan all of a sudden.
No, but when UH hired a Briles, were you a big UH fan?
No, I ejected on him then in terms of doing what he said. I quit buying anything of theirs and... Didn't go to any of the games.
I do agree. It's more difficult. But not everybody who cheers for a certain college actually attended that college either. So if...
Because you're a huge Longhorn fan. And
oh, yes. Everyone knows.
Yes, we know that.
Everyone knows. but if you didn't attend UH, but you just grew up a UH fan, and they hired Art Briles' son... It would have been a lot easier for you to just be like, you know what, I'm not going to cheer for them. I'm going to find some other team. When you went to the school, it is a little bit more difficult to make a full clean break from it. But I don't know. Had you gone to Baylor? I mean, and all the defending they did of Art Briles, would you still be a Baylor fan?
Well, no. Well, I mean, I don't think there's a whole hell of a lot different from UH hiring a guy that was part of that. And I mean, in some ways to me, that was worse.
Yeah.
She brought that guy in knowing that. And so, yeah, I just, as far as the football team was concerned last year, they were dead to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't go to any games. I didn't buy any gear. And that's that.
But with professional sports franchises, I don't think you owe anything to any team. I don't think you got to be locked in just based on where you live or where you were born. That's dumb. Cheer for who you want to cheer for.
I think it just depends.
Who's the judge on that?
You know, I think it just depends. I mean, I to an extent, I agree with you. But, I mean, if you grew up in Boston and, like, 10 generations of Red Sox fans, I mean, that's kind of a, you know, that's kind of a big deal if it's a family thing. I mean, I think that's why you have better sports town than this, is because you had people who have, for generations, had Packers tickets and even Redskins tickets and things like that. And, you know, I think that's a little different level than a team that's been around for 15 years where you're at the point where I'm sick of Bill O'Brien. I can eject.
I mean, if you're a Dolphins fan and you see that a team is actively trying to lose games, like...
That's a hard one because there's only four Dolphins fans.
Well, Dell is one of them. He works here.
Yeah, and I know one in upstate New York. And so none of them actually live in
Miami. But that happens. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, but I think that's fine. It's just I don't think it's that black and white.
I'm just saying, trying to make it. While you're saying, I mean, you're saying you wouldn't switch loyalties. Are you? Do you ever judge anybody for not being a fan of a certain team anymore?
No.
I don't know who's judging those people.
No, but I mean, that wasn't really the question. I'm not.
Is it ever okay to switch sports allegiances?
Well, yeah, I think in certain situations it is.
But I think in all situations it is.
See, and that's, I disagree with that. I think that's.
When is it not okay?
I just explained it to you 5 minutes ago.
So, because my dad, who has a Packers fan, now I'm stuck having to be a Packers fan? That's stupid.
Okay.
That's the, I mean, what fun is that? My dad was a Cowboys fan.
That's not, see, again, that's not apples to apples. You're taking your situation and trying to apply it to everybody. And I think that's...
Well, you're saying because who somebody's family cheers for, that like you're born into a fan base and you can't get out of it? That, do you realize how absurd that sounds?
No, I'm not saying you can't get out of it. I'm just saying, why on earth would you? There's no reason to
switch
things.
Because it sucks sometimes.
Yeah, see, that's... Listen, man, I think you're just... This is the same thing we always get into where you don't... You don't let fans be fans sometimes.
No, you don't. You are a fan, so you're a weirdo with a lot of this stuff.
What am I a fan of?
You're a fan of the Maple Leafs.
I am.
What good do they ever do you?
None.
So if you said, you know what? I've got no connection to this team. I've got no reason to cheer for them, and you stop cheering for them, would people be able to judge you for that? That's ridiculous.
I'm not asking anybody to judge me. I don't really give a flying bleep.
Because it's nobody's business. That's the whole point. It's nobody's business.
But I do think,
why people switch their loyalties.
But I also think that the way you're presenting it is, well, if you just don't like the team, just go to another one. Despite the fact,
if you want to.
Yeah, see, I think that's true.
Okay.
So what are you going to do? Every season you're just going to pick a new team?
Sure.
So you're a Patriots fan this year?
If it makes you enjoy the game, sure.
Okay. This is what happens when this is where betting is affecting you as a fan. Because I'm not one of these rabid fans.
I'm not a fan. I don't care about anybody.
That's what I'm trying
to
say.
But I'm just saying, if I decided to, you know what? That's not true though. I am a fan of certain teams, but it changes like the wind. I'm a fan of the Warriors because I like watching them play. If the Warriors and the Rockets suddenly switched rosters completely, it would make me so happy. I'd watch the Rockets every single game and love it because I like watching them play. I don't like watching the Rockets play. It's not fun for me. So because I live here or my family cheered for the Rockets for three generations, I'm forced to watch a product and cheer for a product that I hate? That's absurd.
Okay, so just change teams every year.
It's fine.
Okay. It's fine with me.
You're allowed to do that.
No, of course you're allowed to do whatever the hell you want, but I also think that there's a reason that there's better fan bases in other cities than here.
Okay.
Because they don't do that. Philly fan doesn't do that. New York fan doesn't do that. Boston fan doesn't do that. Cardinals fan doesn't do that.
Those cities give teams a reason, and those franchises give people a reason to stick around.
Yeah, because the Jets have been so good for so long.
Mm. You know what? Most Jets fans don't want to be Jets fans, but they have the same archaic mindset that you've got, that once you're one, you're one.
No, I'm not telling you that's my mindset. I'm telling you, though, that people have that mindset, and they're entitled to it. It doesn't make them idiots. It does make them stupid.
Idiots.
No, see, I disagree with
that's
you
like
on that.
Me saying, I'm a Jimmy Kimmel fan, and I watch Jimmy Kimmel most nights, but, oh, there's an interesting guest on Jimmy Fallon tonight. I'm just going to watch that. And then I'm like, oh, well, I enjoyed that. I'm going to watch it again tomorrow. Maybe next week I'll go watch Jimmy Kimmel again. You're allowed to change what you enjoy watching.
Sure you are, but sports is different than watching TV.
It's not different. You guys make it different because people get obsessed about it.
Well, guess what? That's why we have jobs, is people are obsessed with sports.
I guess so.
If we're just going to tell them all, oh, don't worry about your teams, just go switch whenever you want, don't care about it, don't be passionate about it, why do you think people are going to listen to us?
And people should switch if they want to switch.
Okay.
If I were a Texans fan, I wouldn't be very happy about being one right now, especially if I were one that was paying for season tickets.
Okay. I think the Texans are a different animal because they haven't been here that long and they haven't really captured anybody. I think there's a reason the Cowboys dominate this state. And yeah, if you're a Cowboy fan, it's okay to say, all right, if you live here, I hope the Texans win when they don't play the Cowboys. But you're really going to switch allegiances, especially with Bill O'Brien coaching this team because you don't like Jason Garrett? I'm just asking. So, no, listen, don't have, I mean, like I said, if I had moved to Chicago, I'd have become a Bears fan because I'd be in the city and I'd be interested in them.
My whole point is to the original question, which was, you know, if you, is it okay? Is it ever okay to switch allegiances? It's always okay because there's no judge to say you're not allowed to do that. I mean, everybody's
there. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But I also think that, I just think you're being overly dismissive of people who are.
Is anyone going to consider you like a true diehard fan? Probably not. But people like me, I don't care about that. I'm not a diehard fan of anything except Jimmy Kimmel. I pretty much never watch Fallon, to be honest.
Well, there you go.
I respect that.
Well, and you know, we'll come back to this because I have.
And Ghost King says Fred's absolutely right here. AJ's a bandwagon fan and wants everyone else to be. I'm not even a bandwagon fan. I don't care if anyone else is. I don't want everyone to be a bandwagon fan. Cheer for what you want to cheer for is what I'm saying. But, God, if your team's putting out a crap product and you've got to watch it because you bought a jersey last year and you've got to pretend like you're really invested even though you know it sucks,
that
seems like a miserable life to me.
Well, see, that's where I think you're just wrong because, like, Browns fans have been watching that miserable crap for years, and it's not just because they bought a jersey.
Yeah, you know what? I grew up a Bills fan, and maybe that's part of why I don't cheer for anybody anymore, because it's a miserable existence. It sucks cheering for a team that you know never has a chance to win. Yeah. Well, it's not fun.
I'm agreeing with you, but I also think it's dismissive of people who aren't who don't have the same attitude about it that you and I have. That's all.
Okay.
That's the whole crux of this whole argument. Because to me, it is very similar. Like if I don't have somebody to root for on a TV show, I eject, right? At least here, like, I don't know I have anybody to root for on the Rockets.
There is nobody to root for on the Rockets. Are you crazy?
I mean, Clint Capella?
Sounds like fun.
Not with that hair.
Yeah.
But there are guys on the Texans that I do want to do well, and I do root for.
I agree.
For. And same thing with the Astros. But there's also, and part of it is doing what we do. You have to be detached from it quite a bit. And you have to know enough about other teams. But I also, I'm not going to blame anybody for, you know, sticking with their team if they're that, yeah, I know. I'm okay. No, you're fine. Don't my bad it. Just, I know we're over for break. And I know I have to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. And just sometimes we get something going. And, you know, it's okay to go a little bit over. Not a whole lot. All right. Guys, Allied Outdoor Solutions is, if you've got to beautify your backyard, now's the time. Custom outdoor kitchen, patio covers, fire features, whatever you're looking for. And maybe you just need to renovate things. How about this? They can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed out patio, or your outdated driveway. And they use the carved stone overlay. Plus, they can also help you with outdoor kitchens, patio covers, new pool construction. Definitely going to have them put my pool out in the new place. And what this does, it gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's durable, 2 times stronger than concrete. And they stand behind their carved stone with a 7-year warranty. And they can help you both residential, commercial, whichever one. And guess what? You can hang on to your cash longer. Several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway today. Or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate. It's 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you turn his mic on, too.
Well, there you go.
Although, you could have turned it off last segment. It would have been fine.
A little bit of breaking news. That chick that killed the guy in his apartment in Dallas. 10 years is the sentence for murder. You know, yesterday people were like, yeah, finally. They finally convict someone. You know, they did the right thing. And then it's like, yeah, but we're going to be real light with that wrist slap. Real, real light.
What, she'll be eligible to get out and what?
I don't know.
She's got to be eligible for parole after, I don't know exactly how much, but It ain't going to be 10 years.
She faced 5 to 99 years in prison and got 10.
Well, that seems fair.
Yeah, they, that's 5 years before parole.
Wow. So she'll be out in 5. So you can walk in and kill a guy while he's eating ice cream and be out in 5 years.
If you're a blonde white lady, probably, yeah. Yeah, most people are on your side on this, which I get.
Well, no, it's not really a side because, honestly, I have the same approach you do. But I also think that there's nothing wrong with, as much as you're saying, well, you can't judge somebody for wanting to switch teams. I don't think you can judge people for wanting to stick with teams that they've been with for generations. Maybe if your team sucks, don't go to the games. But that's why we always talk about the fan bases here. This is not a great sports city for fans. I mean, because it is transient, and there are a lot of people who have that attitude, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I think if the Oilers were still here, I think it'd be a different animal. But it's not. But that's why Philly's a better sports town. That's why all those other towns are better sports towns, is because people have been generational fans.
Yeah, I guess the way the question was presented, like, is it ever okay to...
Well, yeah.
The answer is yes. Just like, is it okay for me to keep cheering for a team even though I know they're never going to win? Sure. Whatever makes you happy, do it. But...
I know. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to root for the Leafs all year long. They're going to play the Bruins in the first round of the playoffs, and they're going to lose in 7 games. I know it's going to happen. I'm still going to wear my Maple Leafs gear. I'm still going to stick with it the whole way. I'm still going to draft a bunch of them on my fantasy team.
You wouldn't draft a bunch of them on your fantasy team if this was 10 years ago.
Well, no. 10 years ago, I always tried to have at least one, but they only had one guy who was worth the damn. Now they've got like 7. But, yeah, I mean, but there is a... I do think it's just different in towns like Chicago and Pittsburgh, and you know, I just think those fan bases are a lot more. And Cleveland, I'll give those guys credit; they stuck through everything, and now they have a little hope.
Yeah,
but you know, I also think as a fan, even if you're a hardcore fan, you can make a statement like he was saying: just don't buy the gear, don't go to the games. It's what I did. Doesn't mean that you stop caring about the team. Now, if they keep having people you don't like, this is what makes it so hard. I want to like the Texans. I do. But that little butt chin guy on the sideline is just,
that's the problem, is when the Texans didn't have Bill O'Brien, they didn't really have players worth backing. And like
being it was like, just Andre Johnson, basically. Andre Johnson and Dwayne Brown for a while and Arian. That was about it. Then, yeah, so.
And Panda says, we're also loyal to teams because it represents our city, so it's like a turf thing. Okay.
Lawyer Dave says she can get out in 3.5 years.
Well, the thing I read said she's eligible for parole after 5, but I don't know the rules. Because they rejected her crime of...
Well, I don't know, man. I don't want to get started on this. I would hope
sudden passion was the defense they rejected.
Okay. I just would hope if you're sitting in your living room eating ice cream and somebody walks into your house and shoots you, that they'd get more than 5 years. Justin says, we root for teams based on arbitrary lines all the time. USA men's soccer is generally not a great product, but we still root for them based on...
Do we? Because that one, I feel like there's a ton of dudes... American dudes who are like, oh, I'm cheering for Germany in the World Cup. I'm cheering for the Netherlands. Like, dudes will bail on the USA in an instant.
Well, that's because they're always out in the first round.
Come World Cup time.
Or they don't even make the World Cup.
Or they don't make it. Yeah.
That last year you had, last time you had to go find a new team.
But even when they are in, there are guys who are like, no, I'm cheering for this team.
Well, I'll tell you who I was cheering for because I bet on them was France.
There you go.
John says, Knicks fan here waiting since 73. Yeah, listen, I think either way is okay. I'm not passionate about anything. I love watching Leafs games, and I enjoy watching UH football and basketball, but I'm not, you know, if I miss a game, I'm not losing sleep over it. But, I do appreciate the people who are like that.
Sure.
Those are the people who keep us employed in some ways. Although we have a lot of gamblers. to a bunch of gamblers who listen or who have the same opinion. I only team I care about is the one that's making me money. 713-780, ESPN Cliff says, you're right. My team is probably going to keep sucking this year, but if you're a fan, you don't eject. He has a Steelers avatar. So
okay.
That kind of tells you who he's rooting for. But I think that's – I think part of it is just that part of the U.S. It's a different kind of sports fan. It is that kind of passion. And it makes them better sports cities. Now I've just insulted all of Houston.
Yeah. I mean – listen, Houston knows it's not a great sports town.
Wow. 832 says, 10 years for murder. I got 17 and a half years in the feds for wire fraud. Would have gone crazy if I didn't get the blitz in Beaumont.
Who said that?
One of our texters. Mm. 17 and a half years for wire fraud?
Yep. It's a wild world we're living in, Fred.
281 says, don't root for the Astros because I can't stand Bregman.
I mean, I don't like Alex Bregman. I still like the Astros.
You still want to trade him for Chris Sale? After
no, but I still. There's more likable guys on the Astros than there are not likable guys. And
Roberto Osuna.
Okay.
Racist Yuli.
Okay, all right. Well, Carlos Correa.
Yeah, Mr. Brittle. Beat up by his wife.
Will Harris.
It's really, I mean, Will Harris is like, I never even think about whether or not I like Will Harris as like a guy to cheer for.
Wade Miley.
I liked cheering for Wade Miley early in the season. Now I just like Verlander and Cole a lot.
Jordan?
I like Jose Altuve a lot.
Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan's fun.
Yeah.
I like Michael Brantley a lot.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I used to like Josh Reddick until the whole woo thing.
Well,
it's out of control.
That started when he got here.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I was like kind of stoked because I was like, oh, he's a solid defensive player. You know, nice hitter. Not great, but he'll get the job done. And then he did the woo thing and it's like, it took over. I'm like, oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm less of an Astros fan than I thought.
I wasn't trying to, I was just throwing some names there since, you know, you can only root for teams you like.
But it's like I always say, like if everybody here hates the Rangers so much, if the Astros and Rangers traded their 25 guys for the Rangers 25 guys and they were all now all the Rangers are wearing Astros uniforms, who do you cheer for?
I told you about my friend who's a Rangers fan who argued with me that he would rather have Rougned Odor than Jose Altuve.
He's a liar.
And he was serious about
it. He's a liar.
I'm like,
or he's just one of those crazy fans, which if you are, cool.
Yeah, that's it's kind of what I was getting at earlier.
But, Heartthrob's a Dolphins fan.
Okay, so I know five now.
Heartthrob, you talk about a guy who's like down on his luck in life, and then you're a Dolphins fan on top of it? Sorry, bro.
Bregman's one of those guys, if he's on your team, you love him. If he's not, you hate him. I kind of feel the same way about Reddick. I think he's one of those two.
I mean, Chris Paul was that.
James Harden's that.
Like, no one here liked Chris Paul until he got a red shirt. Patrick Beverley. Nobody liked Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley, like, nobody likes him in the league unless he's on your team.
Well, now no one likes him. No one here likes him. He's Chandler Parsons.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, remember when Chandler Parsons wasn't a douche when he had a red shirt? And then he got a new shirt and it was like, that guy's a douche. No, he was always a douche. He was just a douche wearing a shirt with your favorite team's name on it.
All right, we went over with you just basically have to loop the music when we're still talking. That means we'll go to break, so... We're going to break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back. Finally, NBA 2K20, the best NBA video game of all time, is out now. NBA 2K20 Story Mode was executive produced by LeBron James and Spring Hill Entertainment, featuring a star-studded cast including Idris Elba and Rosario Dawson. Experience the NBA 2K neighborhood. Explore an open-world environment featuring seasonal changes and tons of exclusive gear for your My Player. Plus, check out the NBA 2K20 soundtrack in collaboration with Steve Stute and United Masters. This year's soundtrack features a diverse array of top songs from well-known artists across the globe, with new tracks added throughout the year. NBA 2K20 is out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and coming soon to Stadia. Rated E for everyone. That is the longest read I have ever
had. That's a long one.
Yeah.
Taylor said, hey guys, on the air earlier, Charlie said he was an airplane recliner. Thoughts? Is that true? Did anyone else? Can someone confirm that?
Yeah, I need confirmation of that.
Boy, I hope that's not the case, because Charlie is not a big man and has no idea what it's like. But that's the people who recline typically are the shorter people.
No, and they're horrible human beings. So if he does that, he's a horrible human being.
I think we can all agree short people are typically not as nice as tall people.
I just don't get it, because
see the bagel boss guy.
On the flight back from LA, you know, first world problems, they only have like 8 seats in first class, so they were all gone. So I got one in the economy plus, and I made sure that the seat, I kept checking the seat to make sure it wasn't back, that I hadn't, because you know you lean against it sometimes and it feels like it goes back.
Mm-hmm.
I 3 or 4 times I made sure I wasn't leaning back on the person behind me. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. So, the guy was telling us about the 17 and a half years, said, used to listen to you guys every day, been out now for 7 months, wrote you guys letters, and my mom met you on location once. I remember talking to her about you. Says, been a blitzer before it was cool. Thank goodness you're out, man.
Bagel boss guy, I just Googled him to see what was going on with him.
Yeah.
A, he bailed on the fight with Dustin Diamond the last minute.
Oh, really?
And as a result, celebrity boxing promoter Damon Feldman plans to pursue legal action against him. He took money under false pretenses, never had any intention of showing up. And Bagel Boss Guy went to Twitter and said that Feldman better think twice about pursuing legal action. I will represent myself as my own attorney and expose the entire crooked organization for what it really is.
This guy's just a crazy son of a bitch.
And then he was arrested after he was found with marijuana in Deer Park. Not Deer Park, Texas. I guess Deer Park in Long Island.
There's only one Deer Park.
No, there's two at least. He was charged with second-degree unlawful possession of marijuana and seventh-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance and was released on bond. He was arrested while playing golf and smoking a marijuana pen. He later wrote that jail wasn't that big of a deal and that he met people who have been really nice to him. In addition, he griped about the burger that he was given while in jail.
Can we just, his 15 minutes are up, right? Can we just?
I think that's it now. Yeah. I think I'm done with him.
Yeah. Apparently, Palillo's excuse was just doing what the chair is designed to do.
Okay. I mean, he's right.
Yeah, it is designed to do that.
But there is something to...
You know what? Cars are designed to drive over people, too.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I'll just say, I have a lot of respect for Charlie.
That's like me saying, oh, well, I play my stereo at the loudest volume because
that's
the volume
for
it goes to, so why not? Who cares if it bothers other people? It's designed to be as loud as it can be. No. Designed to. Come on, Charlie. That's a horrible excuse.
I respect what he does. He's very good.
Charlie might
job.
Be a bad person.
No, he is a bad person. that's my blanket statement, and I'm sticking with it because I've always said that. If you recline, if you recline, you're a horrible person, and there's no way around it. That's me being blanket statement guy. There's no excuse for that ever. Other than you're just a turd. You're selfish. And that part you can't deny because you're just being selfish. Oh, well, this was... I bought the ticket. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have some consideration for the person behind you. I got to say it. That makes him a terrible person. And you know, I can't respect people like that.
Now, I want Charlie to fight the Bagel Boss guy.
Bagel Boss guy is no more. Okay. He's gone. All right. Let's do this Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day real quick. There you go.
The Gym of the Day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of drugs other than marijuana. I've said that all along. I don't do anything else, but I like marijuana.
I'm a fan, but I'm against them.
I am definitely against them. But some people are trying something new, and it sounds awful. This is apparently rich people in New York.
Bagel boss guy.
Stop with the bagel boss guy. Okay, he's not rich, and he's blown his chance to be rich.
He's become very rich.
Stop. No more bagel boss. A short little screaming turd gets his 15 minutes.
Oh, don't be so mean, Fred.
Oh, come on. What? The guy is a useless...
Have a heart.
I guarantee he's a recliner on a seat, too, by the way.
Oh, probably.
There is a new illegal psychedelic drug that is made from inhaling toad venom through a pipe.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
The toad venom in question is extracted from the Colorado River toads, also known as Sonoran Desert Toads, and reportedly leaves users immobile and unaware and can cause extreme emotional reactions, euphoria, and vomiting. Who the hell wants all that?
I mean, it doesn't sound great.
It comes on almost immediately and lasts around 45 minutes. And then Alan K. Davis, who's a clinical psychologist, said it's such an intense experience that in most cases, doing it at a party isn't safe. It's not a recreational drug. Said some people moaned, cried, or convulsed on their backs. Others started dancing, singing, or chanting. If people get dosed too high, they can white out and disassociate from their mind and body. Anxiety can persist for days, and we heard of people going to the emergency room. So, it's all yours if you want it, man.
I guess so.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, if you want to get in and bet hockey tonight, you can do it. Hockey season starts. You can bet NFL tomorrow night, college football all weekend long. And I've got all my plays up on the site. So if you want to go and get them, you know where you can bet. Mybookie.ag. And the cool thing is they've got in-game wagering, so if you miss the kickoff, which I do sometimes, especially if we're out on location, you can jump in and bet during the game. And if you win, they actually pay you. Nobody gets paid out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And if you sign up today, MyBookie's going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to wager on your favorite teams. You think the Astros are going to win the World Series? Jump on there and bet them to win the World Series. Put your money in now and use promo code RADIO. And you'll get your exclusive double your money offer. And if you're already a member, they send you offers all the time. They're constantly giving you opportunities to make more plays. Just go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, play, win, get paid, MyBookie.